This is a CHY news report.
What do you want?
Rocket action!
When do you want it?
Now!
On Friday, over 100 people protested in downtown Nanaimo as part of the global march to end fossil fuels in advance of the UN Climate Ambition Summit in New York this Wednesday. Georgie Holden, who is 12, marched with her mother and grandmother from Maffeo Sutton Park to Nanaimo City Hall.
I want to have a future. I mean, I've always wanted to be a storybook writer, and I don't want, like, my future to be taken away from me. I don't want it to be taken away from my children or my grandchildren. I just feel like our planet's being destroyed and bad things are happening, and I feel like if grown-ups are acting like children, then children get to be in charge.
Climate activist Derek Menard helped organize the local event.
We know that emitting greenhouse gases is warming the planet. We know that we need to stop that. We know that if we don't stop that, it is going to make extreme weather and droughts and floods and all host of other horrible things worse and worse on this planet to the point that it becomes unlivable. And we have, for decades, our governments continued to fund these industries. I don't remember the exact figure, but it was in the trillions of dollars that were given to the fossil fuel industry this year globally from all governments worldwide. Our government does about $19 billion a year, depending on how you measure subsidies.
Nanaimo City Councillor and former Green Party MP Paul Manley told the crowd he's proud of his record on environmental issues.
I just say down the torpedoes. I'm not ashamed of anything that I've done as a politician. I've stuck my neck out. I've said what I wanted to say. I voted the way I wanted to vote. And that's, you know, the chips fall where they may. And you pick up and you carry on and you keep on pushing.
Manley says the recent decision by City Council to move to the zero carbon step code was a small step towards lowering emissions, but the province and federal government need to do the heavy lifting on climate action.
Doing what we did at City Council, these are small things. You know, every new build in Nanaimo cannot have, after July 2024, will not be able to hook up to natural gas. But that's not a lot of houses. It's not a lot of apartment buildings. And what infuriates me is seeing government, senior levels of government, talking about climate change and the need for climate action, but then continuing to build pipelines.
Councillor Ben Gesselbrecht, who attended the rally with his young son, says it was the support of climate activists that helped sway city councillors to pass the zero carbon step code.
When Fortis came, each time with a strong lobby, a lot of misinformation, guess who showed up? This group showed up, filled the gallery, filled our email boxes, and you know what? That made it a really easy decision for a lot of us councillors. And so I'm very, very grateful for the support of this climate action community. There's talk at the RDN of a regional district board level policy to make climate action a number one priority. And we've done the climate emergencies, but when staff start talking about policy, then you know that is really getting deep down and going to be a priority. And so we've shown up today also with about 15 to 17 million other people across the world showing up saying that, you know what, we need a low carbon future and we're going to keep on showing up until it happens.
City Councillor Hillary Eastmuir also attended the event. Vancouver Island University student Jasmine Tomczyk told the crowd she was marching because she was concerned about local food security.
I'm currently in my third year of political studies at Vancouver Island University, and it is extraordinarily hard to learn about the state of the planet, to learn about the future, and the fact that we don't know what that looks like. But it will take our action. It will take stuff like this. It will take growing our own food. It will take getting rid of the 1,500 acres in Nanaimo that's just in one farm that grows just only wheat, and replacing that with regenerative agriculture that could feed our entire city in the same amount of space. We need to control our food so we can control our government and we can be free, because nobody should go hungry. In a world where we waste one third of our food, there's enough for everyone. And they will convince you that we don't have the resources, but we do. They just don't want to give them to us.
Menard says that food shortages can lead to violent protests.
We are in a position right now where we are barreling toward that cliff of insufficient food for everybody on Earth. And when people run out of food, violent protest happens, violent unrest. You know, it's just a matter of course. If you look up major famines throughout history, you will be very hard-pressed to find a single example where there wasn't a huge outbreak of violence and a collapse of that society.
Holden also gave a short speech in front of City Hall.
I'm not here to make a big speech. I'm just saying, something's up when you are saying, hey, is it almost forest fire season instead of summer? So, like, kids, for climate change, baby!
For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the community radio fund of Canada, and listeners like you.